It is the pink after Liverpool have gone to Brentford and got a really, really good 4-1 victory. Amelia Bonner is with me. I've got Ryan Patton. I've got Craig Hannon. I'm producing this, so apologies if the sound isn't quite what you want it to be. We're in the Engineer on Arad Street, the other side of the White Hart, which is on Hope Street. But in, frankly, my favourite room in Liverpool at the moment. I absolutely love it here. I love the win, Amelia. I was concerned about it. You know, all the things about them, the goalkeeper situation, the size of them, you get to see why they're good, but it's such a good win. It's such a good second half.
Yeah, I'm not here to say that anyone is a shithouse, Neil, but there was quite a lot of shithouser in the run-up to this match. A lot of people talking about it being, some said the hardest fixture that we were going to have this season. People talking about it being, I think, harder than it was ever going to be. And from about 10 minutes in, I think it took us a little bit of time to warm up. We were a little bit slow out of the traps, but it immediately became apparent that this was going to be an absolute piece of piss for us and that we had nothing to worry about, that we were just much the better side. And it just showed throughout. I know that there's a lot of issues around injuries and there's a lot of kind of outcomes other than the result from this that we've got kind of concerns about. But in terms of the actual performance that you see from every Liverpool player on the pitch, not a single thing to worry about.
On that, I'll go back to you on it. That second half in particular, I thought you saw them absolutely rise to the occasion. I thought McAllister was excellent until he got substituted. And Salah just turns up and Salah's his head off. You've got to start Mo Salah. But my God, I love Mo Salah as a sub. If only there was some way we could have two Mo Salahs. We have the Mo Salah from the start and the one who came on, yeah, angry about the fact that he wasn't the other Mo Salah. Like a clone constantly arguing with himself.
Like the Superman meme where they're pointing at each other going, it's you! Someone said while we were watching it that he's a fantastic sub, but he absolutely hates it. And I think it's that fury that really drives him. There was no way that he was coming on there. It does. There was no chance he was coming on there and not getting a goal. Even from when they first show him on the bench in his bib, he looks like he's just counting to see how many seconds it's going to take before he goes, you are putting me on the pitch here and I'm going to do something absolutely brilliant. It was fantastic and it's lovely to have him back. And I think that as much as there are a number of worries that you have coming out of that with, for example, Jota, we have no idea how long that's going to be or how bad it is. I know we saw him walking in that little bit in the corner of the screen, but
which felt really intrusive all the way through
the match.
It did
feel very intrusive, didn't it? I wouldn't have been happy about that. But there's concerns, but the light there is that you've got Conor Bradley coming back being absolutely fantastic. The momentum just continuing there. You've got Salah coming back looking fantastic. You've got Andy Robertson, who I think there was a little bit of time where he kind of was having to warm back into it because you can't come straight back at the Andy Robertson level that he was at before when you're out for that period of time. But there's so much hope to take from that performance today if you don't focus on all of the injuries.